Episode 1851, Trust in Your Uncertainty.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How's your week started so far? Can you believe it? I know. It's already almost midweek. Take a deep breath. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Trust in your uncertainty. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, in the everyday, there seems to be more questions than answers. Instead of allowing waves of doubt to control your reactions, trust in your uncertainty. You know, we have a tendency to overanalyze everything. You know the saying, analysis paralysis? Yeah, we get stuck because we overthink a situation, causing us to freeze. There's no moving forward. Yet we still have to get things done and move in some direction. You know, Frozen may be a great movie, but it's not for dreams, goals, and living a life on purpose. I love words. I love looking into the meanings of words. And so, of course, I had to do that with trust. Trust is a fascinating word. It's both a noun and a verb. So let's look at it in both situations. Trust as a noun is the firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. Okay, firm belief. That's the noun. That means there's no question marks there. That's the trust part. Trust as a verb is to believe in the reliability, the truth, to believe in the ability or the strength of, to have faith or confidence. Trust as a verb means what? There's action behind that. Trust is a double-edged sword. It's a noun. It's a verb. Trust calls you to be and to do. Have you ever looked at a sword? Have you ever looked at a knife? A knife cuts both ways. So does trust. Trust in your uncertainty. You don't have to know all the answers to be. That's usually the question that comes up. All the clients that come to me, men and women, my friends, even my children, my husband, they're like, I can't do anything because I don't know. I don't know the answer. We don't have to know all the answers to be. Yet that's what we long for, is to know all the answers. It's that all part. Plus, you don't need to understand the whole plan to do the next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's not about 600 steps at one time. It's one step at a time. But somehow, you've convinced yourself that in order to move from where you are to where you want to go, it requires you to know all. You've heard the saying, all in, I'm all in. There are times we just can't be all in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That's where the all goes. That's the all with exclamation point. Trust in the Lord. That's Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. So what are you running from? What don't you want to face due to the fear of the unknown? Maybe you don't even know what you're fearful of. You just don't know. You're like, I don't know. I'm just uncertain. There's this doubt. Uncertainty as a noun is something that is not able to be relied on, right? It's uncertain. Or that causes one to feel not known or not definite. Trust in your uncertainty. The double-edged sword. It goes both ways, yet it's what? It's like a paradox. Now, I'm not saying that you need to go and gamble your 401k to win your few million dollars that you think then if you had that, life would be easier. No, That's just plain crazy, and that's for another episode. I'm talking about our everyday. Maybe you're looking for that job, and you're like, gosh, I'm really interested in that position that I saw online. I saw an Indeed, and I really want to apply for it, but that big but, B-U-T, and sometimes it's a B-U-T-T, our own butt gets in the way. You don't want to get in the way of God opening and closing doors. Let Him do it. You've got to, though, be and do. Trust in the Lord. The problem is, though, is we guard our uncertainty as if it's our lifeline. Let me say that again. The problem is that you guard your uncertainty as if it's your lifeline. Why do we do that? Because we know it. Even though we don't like it, it's comfortable. Let it go. Let it go. Okay, you know, we were just talking about the Frozen movie, right? But I do not have Idina Menzel's voice, so I will spare you because you might turn me off. And I don't want you to do that. But let it go. Don't guard your uncertainty as if it's the sword of protection. Walk by faith. Walk by faith today. Walk by faith tomorrow. Trust in your uncertainty. Be and do. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.